Paul is good. Today's daf is getting deaf. Samach Dalid, and we're here at the Mishnah on Samach Gimel on the base at the bottom. And the Mishnah says like this: Aisha Shamra is Kabbali Giti. If a woman says, appoints a Shlech HaKabbalah, right, says, go get my get, and Rashi points out, they carry a Chosim and a Sefer here, right, but who Chosim and Amar Kibalti, and then the Shlech himself comes back and admits that he got the get. So still, Tzricha Shtei Kita Edim, she still needs two sets of Edim to prove that she actually, that the guy actually received her get. Well, which one? Well, why would she need two? So Shnaim Sha'omer and Bifneinu, one set of Edom to say that she appointed this guy as a shleach, another set of Edom, right, to point out that this guy actually got the get, because as you know, as we hold, Rabbi Elazar holds that Edom Masira Kartis. You need Edom, but on the Masira, on the giving of the get. I feel Hinri Shonim Vein Achronim, and even if they're the same people, right, that's fine, right, that works. Oh, Echem Min Rishonim, Echem Min Achronim, Echem Mistar Vimaim. Or there's one of this one guy who did both, and then you have an extra guy. Right, with this singular aid. But either way, however you work the aidos, right, that works. So the Gemara says Itamar. So we're gonna have a bunch of cases basically. Basically today's daf, more or less, right? Well, at least until we get to the next Mishnah, Anama Beis, is basically gonna present several cases where we either believe the husband or the shliach or the wife as to what's going on. So it said Baal Omer Lipikadon, Ishlish Omer Legerishin. The get is hanging out by a shlish, by a third party, right, third person, and not the husband, not the wife. And the husband said he gave it to the guy just as a pikadon, right, just to hold on to, right, keep this. Right, as Rashi says, right, he says, I gave it to you just to keep. The other guy's like, what are you talking about? You gave me, right, the get to be given to her for a divorce, meaning that I was the shliach, right, of the wife. Therefore, you guys are divorced already. This Gemara says, "Me neman, who's beliefs? Rav Huna Amar Bal neman, Rav Chista Amar Shlish neman." Right, Machlokas Rav Huna, right, and Rav Chista. And we'll see what's going on. Rav Huna Amar Bal neman, why is that? In Isa Delegation, you have any Halek. Rav Huna says we're going to believe the husband because if he gave her for a divorce, he couldn't have given it to her. Oh, sorry. Ladita havi yahiv leit nihali. Meaning, if it was really for divorce, he could have just given it to his wife. Right? What did he have to give to the other guy? So the fact that he gave it to the other guy apparently proves the husband's claim that it was just there to hold on to and not for a gerishin. Rav Chista amar shlish neman dehahemna. The Rav Chista says that the other guy is believed because the husband, right, gave it to him. Right, he believed him. He trusted him. Right, because you know theoretically. Right, that guy could have handed the get over to his wife, right? So the guy, since he trusted him, right? So it must be, right? That what's it called? That he gave it in order so that she should get the get eventually, right? Because he knew that it was a possibility that this could get to her hands, that the get should get to her hands. And so he must have been, right? Must have been for the purpose of divorce. Must have Rabbi Abba says, what do you mean? That's why they gave me Edom Dami, Yushlish Namim Mishneihem. How does Baldin, when you have some sort of Baldin, somebody involved in a court case, if he admits, that's like 100 Edom, right? That is Mechayev your money, let's say, for example. And somebody else, right, obviously is believed more than, right, the Baldin. Right, Kate said, what's the case? Is it Omar Kach? Is it Omar Kach? Right, if there's a whole Machlokas between the different people, the Shlish Neman, right, the third one, right, is believed, right, some random guy is not part of the argument. Right, so he is the one who's believed is to settle the dispute. Right, so why don't we say that over here? So the Gemara says, "Shani mama disyayif mechila." Money is a money case is different. Why? Because that already can be mochel. Right, meaning that can be the guy can be like, "Well, I don't owe you the $100. Right, you don't owe me the $100." Right, but the husband, right, for a get, right, that's obviously not that's not subject to anything. Right, the husband has to give the get. Right, it's not just like, "Oh, well, I guess I'll just be mocha." Wait, that doesn't work at all. All right, as the Gemara says, "Va'atanya v'chein legitin." But didn't we say that it's so too that the shlish is also believed by get? The Gemara says, "Yeah, gitim mamon." Right? It's okay. It's talking about gitim get. A get doesn't necessarily mean a get as we know it. Right? There's a perek in, I want to say Baba Basra, but I could be wrong. Anyway, it's something called get pashut, which it doesn't talk about a get at all. Right? It talks about shtaros. So shtaros sometimes means money. Right, so that's what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, "I have a tanya of aichen the shtarot," but then we have another Bryce that says that so too. This is all true for a shtar mamon, apparently. So therefore, when we said v'chein the gittin, right, that was referring to actual gittin, actual gets. The Gemara says, "No, midi gabi hadadi." Tanya, right, those brises weren't taught together. So, mechatesi, that they're impacting one another, right? It's not necessarily the same brisa. Right? So, maybe just one guy called it get, and one guy called it shtaros. Okay, fine. So, now we're under the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Ha'isha sh'amra is kabal l'giti, ha'itzvicha shnei id ki de'edim, shnei m'shem b'fneinu amra, v'shnei m'shem b'fneinu kibel v'kara. If a woman says, right, appoint a shliach l'kabala, she needs two edim, right, one that she appointed the shliach, one that he actually got the get. The Gemara says, l'amai, l'amni l'shlish, what do you need the extra edim for? Just believe the shliach. Wait, if you tell me that believe the shliach, right, so apparently we say we don't believe the shliach. No, we're only going to believe the shliach if he actually has the get, right? If he's holding the get, but here, right, the get here is torn, right? The Mishnah case is with Kiva of Akara, right? He tore the get. We'll have to see exactly why he tore the get. I think nowadays, if I'm not mistaken, we tear the get also. You'll see that the reason is not really relevant nowadays. But I've never, Baruch Hashem, you know, Bli and Har, I've never witnessed a divorce, but I think we could tear the get also. Alright, either way, we see the only can believe the shlish if he's holding an actual get. If he's tearing a torn get, so that's not helpful. Doesn't prove anything. Right, so the Gemara says, Tenach, Amra, Vakiva, Lamali. So the Gemara says, okay, one second, why do we need the second cases? The first Edom that she appointed in Mishleach, fine, that we have, okay, we have to understand, we have to have, that has to be true, but meaning the guy has the get, right, even though it's torn, why do you need Edom that he accepted the get? Obviously he accepted the get, he has it, he's holding it in his hands. So Rava Hamani, Rabbi Elazar, right, again, this is Rabbi Elazar, as we pointed out, the Edom Mesira, currently the Edom Mesira, right, the Edom on the giving of the get are the key Edom, right, not the Edom Kesiva, like Rabbi Meir says. In a chasima, rather. Anyway, okay. So basically, we need the edim. Right? You have to the edim have to be there to see when the husband gave the get to the shliach. So the Gemara says, "Well, kara lamali." Right now, it's just to address this. Why do you need to tear the get? So I'm reviewing the marav. Right, b'shas gzeira shanu. That's for the time. Right, they would only tear the get in times of gzeira. If you look at Rashi, right, basically he says that where is that Rashi? Yeah, gzeira. He has a lashon and gzeira some alchus hava. Okay, so Gezra Allah Mitzvos made them, and they were concerned if they found this get in their possession. Right, so that, oh, you're conducting marriage according to Jewish law. Right, so that would get them in trouble. Obviously, nowadays that doesn't apply anymore. Okay, but I guess I have to really look it up. I haven't really been through halachos of getting, probably ever. Right? I've obviously seen bits and pieces, but not Kaseder. Okay, either way. Right. It's not like, you have Hilchas Shabbos, right, on your shelf. Right? You don't really just have Hilchas Gittin kind of sitting around that you kind of that you have to poke through. All right, anyway. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mother of Huna, di Amra Ihi, di Amra Li Shlish, di Ligershin Yavin Yahali Mehemna. Right, now Rav Huna says, now again, Rav Huna was the one who says that the Baal is Naman. Right, Rav Huna, if you remember. Right, so Rav Huna's Moda, that the third party, or really the wife is believed, that if the wife says that the shliach, right, told me that the Baal gave the get to him for get, so that mehemna, she's believed. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the shliach is not believed to say that. Why is she believed to say that? Right, the shliach, go for the mehemna. Be mehemna? Right, why in the world will we believe her? Right, if the guy himself comes and says that, well, that's no good, as we just said. But if she says that he told her that, why would she be believed? Ellis, the Gemara says, you're right. Okay, no. E. Amra, if she said, Kamai, I was there. Didi. Anyway, it was in front of me. Lagarish and Yavdin Yahweh, that she gave it, Mama, she gave, I saw it happen, that he gave it to him for the divorce. So that man, then she's believed. Why? Because she has amigo. She has amigo again. The concept of amigo, right, is that you could have made a better claim. If you wanted a lie, you would have said something even stronger. So since she didn't say such a great claim, right, so we believe her. What was the better claim she could have made? D'ibay Amra, l'didda Yahweh Yahweh Baal. She could have just said it. I got to get myself. Right, and I happen to have handed it to this third guy, but I got to get myself, since she didn't say that, right, so we believe her. Okay. Bala Omer Legarishin, Ushlish Omer Legarishin, Vihiomeris, Nasanli V'avad. Right, if they have no get, right, if they have no get, and the husband, right, gave, right, the case is over here, is that the husband gave it the Shlech L'Holacha, where the husband gives a get to somebody, and the guy said he gave it, the husband said he gave it to the guy says, Right? He gave it to the wife, and she's like, I got it, but I don't know where it is. So what do? Amar Biuchan, Havi Dabar Shev'erva, Vein Dabar Shev'erva Pacham Yishnayim. Fascinating, right? We don't believe anybody. Meaning everybody's modem. Meaning there's no shiloh over here. It's not like anybody's disagreeing. Everybody agrees that the husband made a shliach l'halacha, said, gave the get to this guy, give it to my wife. Said, shliach says, yep, that's what happened, and I gave it to her. Wife says, yep, that's what happened, and I got it, but I lost it. So, says Rabbi Yochanan, we need better proof for that. This is Dabar Shev'erva, and you need to have at least two edim. You don't, obviously, the wife and the husband are not shaykh, right? They're the bali dinim. So you need two edim, more, right? More than just the shliach himself. Kamar says, "Why don't we believe the third guy? Why don't we believe the shliach?" So Kamar says, "Well, he's not holding the get. He doesn't have a get. Right? So what are you supposed to do? Right? He's just reporting on things that happened. If he was holding the get, fine. But if he's not holding the get, so then, right? Again, he's not shaykh. The reason, again, just the reason we would believe him if he's holding the get." Right, is amigo, is again, once again, amigo, that, meaning, because if he was, meaning, the he could have said, right, when he said that, yeah, that I gave the get, right, and the get is for divorce, right, he could have just given it to her, right, he could have just given it to her, but if he's holding the get, right, so then, right, he has amigo, so he says that, yeah, it was given to me for a divorce, he could have just given her the get, right, it's a little bit of funny amigo, but okay, either way, weiter. If the Labal, the Gemara says, okay, forget the shliach. Okay, we don't believe the shliach. Fine, he doesn't have a migo, he doesn't have a get. But Lehemni Labal, why don't we believe the husband? Right? Amar Ochim Bar Avin Amar Biyochanan. Baal Shamar Girashti is Ishi Neman. Right? The guy says, I divorced my wife. Just straight up, he just makes an announcement, claps on the bima. Right? Ruchmal Etzlan, divorced his wife. Okay, he has to pay Ksuba, etc. But okay, we believe him. So Gemara says, Mikamar Girashti. Well, he doesn't say that here. He said, I gave the get to this other guy. Right, a shliach l'halacha. He doesn't know if it was delivered. Right, it's not a shliach l'kabbalah where if he would give the get to the shliach immediately, that would the get would take effect. No, he gave the shliach l'halacha. The guy has to travel. I don't know how many miles. He has no idea. Right, the husband has no idea, so he doesn't know. But why don't we believe the shliach? Because there's a chazaka. There's a rule that we assume that a shliach does what he was sent to do. Right, as we see in the following drastic case, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Guy says, you know what? I'm alone. I'm bored. Go marry a woman for me. Meaning, get me a wife. Doesn't say who it is. And then may shlucho. And then the guy dies. Right? And so the guy has no idea who he's married to. So because chazaka shliach is a shlicha. Guy is ushered to everybody because we assume that the shliach did a shlichos and then he died. So why don't we assume over here that shliach took the get and he did a shlichos? No, over there we're only going to be machmir. Right, we have a suffix, right? Okay, we have a chazaka, fine, but we're not going to do that lakula, right? To allow the woman to remarry, right? That's divorced, right? We ksuba, etc. We're not going to apply that over here. We only do the chumra, so we say that guy can no longer get married because maybe he's actually married to right the new woman's sister, right? And then that would be obviously a very big problem. Okay, so what about the wife? Why don't we believe the wife? From Rav Hamnuna's statement, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ha'isha Shamar the Baila Girashtani, and Ne'amenes. Right, if she says to her husband, right, we got divorced, she's believed. Chazaka in Ha'isha Meiz Paneha Bifnei Baila, because a woman is not going to be so chutzpah to say that. Right, if they weren't divorced. Right, over there, that's only if she's by herself. No one else supports her. But here, right, she's got backup. The shliach is there admitting that it happened. Ironically, the husband is there as well. But okay, but the shliach is backing her up, so she would be chutzpah because she has some other proof. She has some other backup. Okay, fine. Naro murasa hi ve'avia mekablen es gita. Well, we haven't really discussed this so much. But when a father marries off, an Aram Murath, again, this is just to talk about the stages of a woman halachically, right, she's a katana up until 12, from, well, let's say, just use the basic concepts, yeah, without all the details, there's machloksim about this stuff, but okay, a katana until she's 12 to 12 and a half, she's what's called a Nara, and then 12 and a half and on, she's a Bogeris. A Nara is a right, past bas mitzvah, she is a gedola. She is an adult, but she's also has some sort of different details over there. She has different halachos. Basically, that the father is able to get the get what's it called? The father is able to give his Nara daughter over in marriage. He's also able, right, to get the get. So the question is, right, when we say that the father is allowed to get a get for his Nara, for his daughter who's a Nara, right, what about her? Right, what about her in this whole discussion? So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, Nara Murasa, Hivya Vyat Mekablin, as a Gita. The Tanakhama holds that either one, right, either the Nara, because she's a Gedola, or the father, right, who has Shaykh to this, he's still in the picture, as the Torah says, right, so either one of them, right, can get the get. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shtei Yados Yadayim, I'm sorry, Zochos Ka'achas. Now, it doesn't work. Rather, Allah Via Mekabal is Gita Bilvad, right, the father is only one who's Shaykh to the get. Anybody who's young enough, forget an hour, even younger, as a woman, let's say, usually the father does all the marriage, but let's say if she would get a get, right, how does that work? Right, how young, or how old, rather, must a katana be, right, to be able to get a get? So, what's this machogus in the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, or whether a nara can accept, right, her own get. So Rabbanan Savi Tanakama hold that Yad Yisiras is Zachele Rachmana, that the whole concept of the Kosh Baruch Hu gave someone else, right, to help her with her get, meaning the father is an extra, is an add-on, right? The default is she's a gedola, she can get her get, she can marry herself off, but the father, right, is given, right, an extra, like a bonus, is to be able to be involved in this whole situation. Rabbi Yehuda sovereign, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. But Makom Avia Yad Dila Lav Klumu, that the father is the main player, and whenever he's involved, right, she's not able, right, to have her own say in the matter. But she has to have their own. Well, I guess yeah, say in the matter. But she's the one not allowed to be involved in this whole situation as long as the father's in the picture. Okay, fine. That's not really our sugya for right now. By Kiddushin, we'll do that. We'll do that a lot. Coming up, future attractions. Okay. V'chol she'ini yichol lishmar zgita, right? How old does a woman have to be before she can get a get? Tana Rabbana went on the Braisa. Katana hayudas lishmar zgita mezgaresha. So if the girl is old enough to be able to keep the get, so she take care of it, so if she keeps it with her, she can get the get. But if she can't, so then she can't. So the Gemara says, okay, well, you have to define that. Any woman is able to take care of the get and something else. The Gemara says, my kamar. What in the world does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, kamar. This is what it means. Kol mishameres davar acher machmas gita. Anyone who takes another item, right? If she loses the get, she takes care of a different items. The Gemara says, "Maskula Rav Huna Bar Manoach." Right? Shot of Almahu. What do you mean? That's a shaita. It's a little kid. It's a nutcase. What do you mean? She loses the get, so she holds onto a shopping list. And they say, "Where's your get?" And she holds up, "Oh, bananas, milk, bread." Like what? What? Why would that be a woman who can get a get? Well, she doesn't have das for that. Elam Rav Huna Bar Manoach. Mishav Deravacha Brei Deravika. Rather, Kol Shem Avchenas Ben Gita Deravacha. What it means is, it's a woman who can tell the difference between a get, right, and something else. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Asi. I'm a Rabbi Asi. Tzror v'zoko v'zorko egos v'notlo zocha latzma v'en zocha lacherim. This is not already shaykh to women and divorce. This is talking about a katan or a ktana, right? If they can acquire, do they have enough das to acquire items? They can't be maknet. They can't give over other items to other people halachically, but can they acquire? A kid has to have enough das. What kind of das? So if he swerve zoko, if it's a stone and he throws it away, and egos, but it's a nut, v'notlo, and he takes it, so then zocha la'asma v'en zocha la'acherim, right? He can acquire things for himself. Chayfetz umachziro la'acher shah, zocha ben asma ben la'acherim, if he takes an item and gives it back, meaning from an item that somebody else owns, right, after a little bit of time, right, so then he can be zocha for himself, right, for other people. That's a whole discussion over there, right? Whether whether a katan can be mezaka for other people, what types of items, but okay, not for now. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel, when I'm going to review this, when I said in front of Shmuel, amar li, davada achasi, right? Both of these are the same. So it says, my davada achasi. What do you mean, both of these are the same? Right, so Amar Rav Chisda, echazeh v'chazeh, zocha la'atzma, ein zocha la'acherim, says, actually, both of them Right, again, because we had different psak, right, by both cases. He said, actually, both of those scenarios, right, only the kid can acquire for themselves, but he can't give, can't be mezaka, can't acquire for other people. Mazir, Evchinen of Vardan, has the following shayla, hold on, the Mishnah says, in Irvin, right, it makes sense. Kesha Mishtatvim B'mabui, how do you make a shituf, shtuvim mevos, right, just get flashback to Irvin, right, basically you have a bunch of houses in a chotzer, and you have to do what's called a shtuvim mevos, you have to kind of make some sort of eruv that everybody can use. The chotzer and a mavoi, really, a mavoi, again, was the alleyway that would lead into Rishus HaRabim. So what do you do? So, maniach hazachavis, we take a, use some sort of food item. So here it's a barrel, a pashtas of wine. Right, the omer, he says, arei zu l'chol b'nei mavoi, right? This belongs to everybody. Eru mezaka lem, and he's mezaka, right? Again, the guy in charge, right? He's mezaka this wine to everybody. Either through his children who are gedolim, or through a shivcha, or an eved, meaning that are Jewish, obviously not are going right again. I mean, a Jew can sell himself for right up till shmita, etc. So Gemara says, but 1 second, here's the proof here. Hai shivcha hechidami, right? What do you mean a shivcha ivris, right? A Hebrew, what is it? Maid something? Maid servant? Whatever, how they translate it? Either asya shtei saros ma'vibay gabei, right? Again, that only works until she becomes a gedola. So if she's already good gedola, she's brought 2 hairs, she's clearly, you know, she's a full gedola. So what's he even doing there? It can't be that she's a gedola. Alavd lo asya shtei saros v'ketani zocha l'acherim. What do you mean? It must be that she's a katana, and here we see that she can be zocha, right? The barrel of wine for everybody else. So apparently that does work. I mean, that's against what we just said, right? That's against Rav Chisda. So many anyway, who just said that really for both of these ages, right, it can't be mezaka to other people. So Gemara says, that's derabanan. Right, that's a din derabanan. So therefore that doesn't do anything for us. Rav Chisda ishtik Vardan, and Rav Chisda said that actually Rav Chana from Varda was quiet, but he didn't have to be quiet. My Havlelemeh, what could he have argued back? He should have said, called the Tigan Rabbanon, Kain Del Raisa Tigan, just to finish the thought. Right? They should have said, called the Rabbanon, Kain Del Raisa Tigan, and everything that Chazal were Matakein was all Matakein based on some sort of Din Del Raisa. And so should have been. That should have proved that a katana can be mezaka items, right, for other people. All right, this conversation continues. We'll go on to it tomorrow. It's a Shem. Have a great day, right, depending on when you're listening to this.